tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melm, and another ceasefire in Aleppo apparently has failed. A plan to evacuate civilians and rebels from Aleppo, Syria, was delayed Wednesday, and a ceasefire in the battered city broke down with the resumption of fighting in the last remaining rebel-held areas. A group of government buses arrived early Wednesday to begin the first evacuations from the eastern districts once held by the rebels. The plan called for most of the fleeing opposition fighters to move to Idlib, a city of 165,000 residents, 60 kilometers southwest of Aleppo. Russia blamed opposition fighters for breaking the truce by attacking Syrian government positions. At an emergency UN Council session Tuesday, Western envoys fiercely criticized Russia for its ongoing military support of the government of President Bashar al-Assad and the months of atrocities inflicted on residents of the once vibrant city of Aleppo. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the UN.
To the Assad regime, Russia and Iran, three member states behind the conquest of and carnage in Aleppo, you bear responsibility for these atrocities. By rejecting UN-ICRC evacuation efforts, you are signaling to those militia who are massacring innocents to keep doing what they are doing.
The Russian envoy, Vitaly Churkin, dismissed Western accusations of widespread atrocities, calling them part of a propaganda, disinformation, and psychological war. Once complete, the recapture of eastern Aleppo would end 4 years of fighting between a loose alliance of rebel factions and the Syrian army, which is backed by Shiite Hezbollah fighters. This is VOA News. U.S. President